This recording was made at the second Asia-Pacific OutGames Human Rights Conference, held in Wellington, New Zealand in March 2011.
So the two sessions that you attended?
I went to a workplace one, which was really interesting. I came in at the end of that, and it was talking. They were talking about out at work and different unions, you know, the raising queer issues in different unions. And then I went to a very good one about making schools safer for GLBTI students. And it was really clear that you needed to put the gaze and focus your change on the structures of the school, not on supporting the students, you know, because you can, one of the things that was clear was you have the support groups and the students, but they get ghettoised and the structure of the school stays the same. Very heterosexist. So that was really interesting and useful. Yeah. And I'm giving a workshop on lesbian media.
Oh, wow.
I'd like well, I'm part of a workshop
I
on
want to go.
Media.
I'd like to attend that. Obviously, media's,
come along.
Yeah, media's very powerful, isn't it? But also very misused.
Mm.
Yeah, that's interesting. So what do you think you're likely to take away? It's perhaps too soon. What would you like to take away personally yourself from this?
Well, I had a discussion with one of the Out at Work people about developing a kit for unionists who, you know, GLBTI unionists who want to do something to raise issues that we're concerned about in their unions, in their workplaces. And I would really love to see that take a step closer to being developed. So that would be great. And I'm also keen to get feedback on the Tamaki Makaurau Lesbian Newsletter, which I'm involved in Auckland, but we have quite a national readership, and I'll be talking about that at the workshop.
Is there one particular trade union issue that you've identified, or is it? Or do they interlock?
But all the issues interlock, but there's quite a lot of resistance among some unions to even raising the issue at all, and therefore those unions are almost completely useless as support to workers who are discriminated against at work because of their sexual identity or gender identity. And so you've got to start at home to change things. So workplaces won't change very fast unless the unions support GLBTI workers.
And that's a long-running thing, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes. All,
is that something for the conference to take away as well?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, okay, that's great. Thank you.
Do you want to ask me about the swimming?
Oh, swimming. How did the swimming go?
It was really well organised. Yeah. It was a very well organised meet. The volunteers were terrific. A lot of them had never run or been involved in a swimming competition before, but the organisation trained them up and they did really well. And it ran to time. And the announcer was great, and the teams were very successful. We had the three biggest teams were from Australia, Melbourne first, then Sydney, then Brisbane, and the fourth biggest team was Auckland. So Wellington was sort of like the fifth biggest group. And there were a lot of unaffiliated people, including Kirsty Cameron, who broke three records, and she's not gay. So that got into the paper, and not the fact that all their wonderful gay swimmers, you know, had personal bests and stuff. I got a personal best in my 53. I shaved 2 seconds off my time, and I was absolutely stoked with that. And I'm in Team Auckland, and we did really well, and we had several people who'd never competed before, and they had a really good time. So all of us had a great time. It was a really, really good swimming competition.